This is Inman's Real Estate Radio, where we go behind the scenes with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit Inman.com. Here's your host, Bernice Ross.
Welcome. I'm Bernice Ross, the CEO of RealEstateCoach.com, and I'm very happy to welcome a very special guest. Her name is Crystal Abbey. She's the Vice President of Marketing for Concierge Auctions. And today we're going to be talking about the ins and outs of selling ultra high-end properties. Crystal, welcome and thank you for joining us for today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Crystal, first question I have for you is when most real estate professionals think of the word auction and how it applies to real estate, now they normally think of distressed properties. You know, those are the properties that go to auction. But your company has represented people like Cher, Barbara Corcoran, Super Bowl champion Kurt Warner, Bob Parsons, the CEO of GoDaddy. What is it about your services that attracts this high level of ultra high-end client?
So one of the things that I'll just say briefly is Barbara Corcoran is one of our strategic advisors. But certainly, yes, the other celebrity clientele we have represented them either from a selling or a buying side through our properties at auction. And, you know, our company in particular focuses on the luxury sphere. So it's properties, you know, valuated at $2 million on up to $40 million plus globally. And our typical seller is well capitalized. So when you talk about that, they're non-distressed and they're choosing to auction alongside of their listing agent as a smart business decision. So in terms of motivation, at the end of the day, really what we do is we sell control. So it's an additional tool in the toolbox for luxury agents and sellers to be able to have this level of control in the selling of their high-end real estate. And particularly, you know, in a world where clients like the ones you just mentioned and others have control in every other aspect of their lives, you know, they value predictability and our ability to aggregate a global marketplace alongside their agent in a really accelerated period of time. So when we auction a property, we typically expose it to the market in 4 to 6 weeks. And so really they're setting the date of sale. And ultimately we're bringing liquidity on their timeline.
Crystal, you referenced a couple of different things. You talked about aggregating the marketplace. Let's start with that. Exactly what happens, say I'm a listing agent, my client decides that they also want to auction their property, you can do it in 4 to 6 weeks. How does that work for me as a listing agent and for my client?
One of the things with us is we partner with listing agents on every transaction. So as the listing agent for a selling client, you would contact us. And oftentimes what we would do is go out to the property and scout the property, start conversations with your client and yourself. And then when we take on the property to our platform, the very nature of the platform, we talk about aggregating the marketplace, does that, right? So we set a date certain of sale, expose it globally, which is 4 to 6 weeks, but that date itself and that deadline itself really will have, you know, a lot of the buyers who were maybe have been circulating around the property, it will bring them off the fences. And then we pair that with, we have a global database of over 375,000 who we reach out to in target markets for each property, as well as a private client list of nearly 3,000 of people who have bought and sold or represented a buyer or seller in the past. And then on top of that, we also aggressively do global marketing. So we have consistent placement globally across the world in publications, through PR, through digital marketing. And then we also have an on-site sales team that goes out to the property and is there for the entire 4 to 6 weeks alongside the listing agent, having daily open houses, different events, and exposing the property on, you know, with the local market as well.
So what happens is I know that I'll get a commission at the end of 4 to 6 weeks. So as the listing agent, you don't take any part of my commission. What's really powerful about this model, it strikes me, Crystal, is that I get to market locally. So I'm doing all the things that I normally would do to get that property sold. However, now you have this whole international marketing program. And when we were prepping for the call, you talked about that you have 60 people that are involved somehow in the marketing process. Is that correct?
So yes, in conjunction with our global marketing, we also have team support for every property, and really they work alongside the listing agent from day one in preparation of messaging and photography and videography all the way through, you know, every week as we're exposing the property through auction day.
Now, your closing rate is how high at this point?
So right now we accept about one in every 20 properties that come our way. So of the properties that go through our full process to the auction day, our closing rate right now is 98%. So that means from a selling end, we're having really honest conversations alongside the listing agent and the seller as we take on properties, and certainly looking at a property where it's located, a number of other right criteria when we take it on, because we know that our buyers are looking at every opportunity that we bring to the market. And for them, that means that they really are seeing the best opportunities in the world.
Now, for our listeners who may not qualify for your program, there's some other companies that do auctions at lower end. 10X works in a similar fashion. They don't provide all the marketing that you do. Obviously, you're very highly niched into the ultra high end. If you want to Google some other companies, please do that. Just put in luxury auctions. But if you've got the right kind of property with concierge auctions and you qualify for this, can you imagine walking into a listing that's $3, $4, $5, $10, $20 million and saying, I have a team of 60 people who will be helping me to market this internationally, not just the team that I bring from my company that's going to help to market locally. So, you know, that to me as a listing agent is huge, and you don't pay anything extra. To me, that's a huge winning, unique selling proposition that would help me get that listing. Crystal, in this price range, we see some kind of unusual behavior from your buyers. Laura, when I interviewed her at Real Estate Connect, used the term opportunistic. Exactly what does that mean? And could you give us an example, please?
Certainly. So particularly in the luxury sphere of properties, you're exactly right. We're seeing that buyers are very opportunistic. So for us, you know, we have a private client list of, again, close to 3,000 of buyers who have transacted with us in the past, many times multiple transactions on the buying and selling side. But certainly on the buying side, we've seen buyers who are oftentimes more elastic than what we may originally think. So we've seen them come in maybe looking at a property in Hawaii, but if we have one in Fiji, because the auction really sets a deadline and a time certain date of sale, that's the only time the property is available. So we see a lot who act on that opportunity so long as lifestyle matches. Sometimes opportunity will supersede the location. So one example of this that I think of just off the top of my head is we have an entrepreneur who originally came into our database for a property that we had available in Fiji in 2014 and then went dark for about a year. We had the client's email address, so we were sending auction alerts about all of our opportunities. And then they came to bid on a property in Colorado. So originally coming into Fiji, bidding on a property in Colorado is interesting. Ultimately missed out on that, and then came in shortly thereafter for another opportunity in Aspen, missed out, and then a Park City opportunity came up and the client won it. So when we look at the different locations, that kind of shows you that, you know, when you look at Colorado, Aspen, and Park City, looking at the opportunity and, again, lifestyle, a similar lifestyle matching. But what's interesting about this buyer, too, is the original opportunity was priced at $2.5 million, the next one at $5 million, and then the one the client ultimately won was at $7.5 million. So that really shows us that buyers may not show all their cards at first, I guess you would say, and they might be able to move around not only on location, but also in the different price points for what they're looking for.
Crystal, in the past, if a property went to auction, the agent didn't get anything, and that's shifted now. I know with 10X and with your company, you treat the sellers and the listing agent the same way. So could you explain how the commission works for the listing agent?
Yeah, certainly. So one of the things that does separate, that does make our company unique is that, you know, we were founded, we were born out of the brokerage community. So we are very keen. We partner with agents on every sale. And in fact, we have never auctioned a property without an agent partner. So we protect commissions on both the selling and the buyer agent end. In particular, the listing agent. The listing agent retains their same contract with the seller that they would in just the traditional sell alone. So whatever commission amount that the agent would get on, you know, a traditional sale with the client, they get alongside the auction process as well.
So that begs the question, how are you getting paid? Now, there's something that happens in auctions that a lot of agents don't know about. It's called a buyer's premium. Could you walk us through how that works and also how a buyer can reduce their premium, at least at your company?
So I think an example of this, if we take, let's say, a $5 million listing. So if we have a $5 million listing and let's say that the the total commission to the agents would be, you know, 5%. Certainly, yes, we have a 10% buyer premium. That said, in this price point, we may contribute to some of the brokerage commissions. But when you talk about how a buyer can reduce some of their premium, one of the things that we do is we offer an opening bid incentive for bidders to start their bidding at a certain place when they register. So typically it's a 10% credit. So it means they'll get a credit back upon closing on whatever their opening bid was. That actually is quite substantial and can offset the buyer premium. So for example, taking this $5 million example, if a bidder ended up at $5 million, let's say they may be opened at $3 million, they'll actually get a $300,000 credit back if they're the winning bidder. It's a win-win for, on the buyer side, the buyer's agent and the buyer, because you're right, that amount can offset what that buyer premium would be. And then on the flip side, on the selling end, it's great for a seller as well as the listing agent, because one of the things that we provide is prior to auction, our clients and list and our partnering listing agent knows how many bidders are registered, and the incentive helps us also show them where the opening bid amounts are. So before the auction, they know where the starting point will be.
Now, Crystal, just to make sure that I understand this, so what happens, at least at your company, I assume this may be the case in some other companies, but that's something people would need to check out. But in your company then, for that $5 million listing, if I'm a buyer, I'm going to pay 10%. That's half $500,000. However, if my opening bid is $3 million and I put up $300,000 with that, then I can get a credit for that amount. So I might pay as little as $200,000 on my premium then. Is that correct?
Right. So even if you ended up, let's say, purchasing the property at $5 million, if you opened with the opening bid incentive program that we offer at $3 million, you'll get a $300,000 credit back.
So, Crystal, I've taken the listing and we're ready to go to auction. What happens on auction day? How do I go about, you know, how do the buyers go about buying the property?
So right now, the majority of our sales are being conducted virtually via our mobile bidding app. It's called Instant Gavel. It can be downloaded for free from the Apple or Android store. And what's neat about this is that anyone's able to watch our auctions live. So regardless of where they are in the world, they can log into the app and see as we're trading $5, $10, $20 million homes, and see very transparently all the bids as they come through. And then it also allows registered bidders to be able to log in and place bids from wherever they are across the globe.
Now, you mentioned registered bidders. So what do I have to do to be, quote, a registered bidder for a property?
Yeah, so we vet all of our bidders prior to the auction. So to register to bid for a property, typically you need to do three things. The first is to sign the terms and conditions of sale. This also gets into all of our properties are sold contingency free, typically within 30 days with any diligence or inspections done during the exposure period of the property. And that means that when a buyer goes in and bids on a property and ultimately wins the property, we know that they're able to purchase the property and it'll be a closing within 30 days. So sign the terms and conditions of sale. The second thing is to provide a bank letter of reference. And then the third thing is to oftentimes put up a deposit for the property, which if you're not the winning bidder, you get back. And then if you are the winning bidder, it goes towards the purchase of the property.
So in this respect, it works very much like a probate. You have a fixed commission going in. Actual bidding takes place. If you're the winning bidder, then you have to put up your 10% deposit and you close in within 30 days. So, Chris, I want to go back to something you said about these buyers being opportunistic. For those of you who may not have a listing that qualifies for concierge auctions, but you have a high-end client who has one or more luxury properties or has a lot of money, and you know they may be interested in another place in the world, share this list, because again, when they see something they like and they can afford it, they'll write the check. And the beauty of this, you register them with concierge auctions once, and then they are your client if they decide to buy. So this is a great tool to maybe get a multi-million dollar sale without a whole lot of effort, which I really like. Crystal, I want to thank you for being with us today. This, you gave us some excellent insights into how the high-end market works at auctions. Thank you very much.
thank you so much for having me again.
This is Bernice Ross, and thank you for joining us for Inman Real Estate Radio. Be sure to tune in next Thursday when we'll be back with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit Inman.com. Make it a great day.